Chile is your home, the hottest hits, and Married at First Sight, man, huge last night episode. It was on, and one of our favourite couples, Liam and Georgia, joins us, and they're the cutest couple on planet Earth, and they are both in the same room at Laura's house, apparently. Good morning, Liam and Georgia. What's happening?
Good morning.
Now, I understand the honeymoon breakfast, Liam, was a bit of a fail, even though you apparently can cook.
Look, here I was talking this big game in front of Georgia saying, I can cook, I can do this. And, mate, I couldn't even use an electric stove.
It was my favorite thing ever. It was so good. I couldn't even cut the avocado.
But you would have still loved the gesture, though, Georgia.
I thought it was hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing. She was so bad at it.
Look, at least you got breakfast in the end. That's all that matters.
I think I actually ended up making it, but, you know.
Well, that's what you do in a loving relationship. And how are things between you both? It's been obviously a massive roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
I was
going to
say
adorable.
That. You guys, like, are the cutest couple.
Literally the sweetest, cutest couple.
So cute. Barbie and Ken.
Now, obviously, maths is such an extreme way to go about finding love. What brought you both to the show?
Well, I was single for 6 years, and I just thought, well, you know what? Who else better than to get into the experts under the experts pick? And I just had to sit there and then just rock up on the date.
And they did a pretty good job, Dale. You got me.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, I remember walking down the aisle, and did you see our faces? We both just looked at each other like, yep, you're perfect.
So obviously at the first sight bit, box was ticked.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, we got along straight away. Like, and I've never had that with anyone. Like, I even said to Georgia on our wedding, like, it feels like I've known her for 2+ years. Like, it was just a really weird feeling.
It was like we were marrying each other, like, for real, on purpose.
You looked beautiful, though, Georgia. Talk to me a little bit about what happens with you, more specifically. I mean, the dress and everything can make or break your day. How was that whole experience?
Oh, my God. Thank you. I was so happy with how I looked on the day. I was stoked. I had the most beautiful dress, and the girls at Karen Wilson's were amazing with me. They were so helpful. I was so happy. I mean, on your wedding day, you want to look your best, right? So I was happy.
And Liam, did you, like, swallow your tongue?
Yeah, I did.
What? I think his jaw fully dropped.
Yeah, I was just thinking how good looking she looks. I was like, holy shit, like, this is my bride coming towards me. Like, this is, what a stunner.
What a lucky man.
And obviously you've made a few headlines as well, because you're the first ever bisexual contestant on Married at First Sight. Were you disappointed in the way it happened on the wedding day?
Look, I wish it came out differently. Like, I would have loved to have a chat with Georgia just one-on-one and really explain it so Georgia got a better understanding. Like, to come out like that, that's huge, you know. Heterosexuals don't come out, so why should anyone from the LGBTQ community have to come
out? Very good point.
Preach.
Very good point.
No one should have to come out in a group of people. Like, I would have loved to have just sat with her and really explain it. Because when you hear the word bisexual, everyone's like, oh my God, what? And once you really explain it, you get a better understanding. So, yeah, look, I wish it came out differently, but, you know, Georgia took it in her stride, and it was like, yeah, literally I just sneezed, and Georgia was like, oh yeah, okay, cool.
And it's the funny thing about labels as well, like, even having to say it to people, and we're living in a world of labels like that, and to, like, have to come out in front of, you know, a whole heap of people you haven't met as well the first time.
And, like, heterosexuals don't walk around being like, hey guys, you know, I'm straight, this is my wife. So that's different. Like, if we didn't have labels, I think we would literally live in a better world. Like, no one should have to say, this is my partner, this is such and such. It's just, everyone should be accepting, and that's it.
I love it so much. And I think that it's an absolute testament to you both that you've just handled it in such a classy way.
Look, we're classy people. What can I say?
Now, how is the show treating you so far? I mean, we're only just starting to get to know you on TV, but this is something that's happened a little while ago for you both. So what should we expect, and how are you both feeling at this particular time on TV?
It's so nice to watch back, like, our wedding stuff. It's like the cutest wedding video of all time. So we're just enjoying the ride. Like, it's crazy to watch it back, but it's so nice.
Well, we will watch with bated breath over the next couple of weeks as your relationship blossoms / goes through a few troubles, Liam and Georgia. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh,
thanks so much, guys. It was awesome to talk to you.